Hey guys, Will Durst here, wishing you the happiest of New Year's. And while we're at it, how about a few predictions for the upcoming 12 months? After dropping out of the presidential race, Chris Christie will hit the talk show circuit to publicize his celebrity diet book, but be turned down by everyone except a podcaster in Calabasas. Disney enters negotiations to purchase Tibetan Buddhism with the aim of starring rambunctious Little Buddha in his own Saturday morning cartoon. At the next GOP debate, Carly Fiorina smiles so hard, all the other participants on the dais recoil at the sound of enamel cracking. Her face will then freeze like that. In Dallas, Texas, a benefit held to establish the Ethan Couch Affluenza Support Group raises $1. After a heckler at the Masters tournament shouts from the edge of the 12th green, "Give it up, Grandpa!" Tiger Woods chases him with a putter, trips, and falls into Rays Creek. Rents in San Francisco will climb so high, members of the middle class will be forced to inhabit tree houses in Golden Gate Park. No matter who wins the presidency, Bill Clinton will actively campaign to get appointed ambassador to Sweden. Air travel will devolve to the point that certain discount tickets require pedaling. During a stump speech in Concord, New Hampshire, Donald Trump's hat will fly off and his hair will be wind-whipped into the shape of a sail, whisking him airborne into the parking lot of a Montpelier, Vermont public library. The NFL will lobby the Catholic Church to celebrate Mass on Monday mornings in order to not interfere with football. Minnesota Department of Game officials decide not to search for whoever shot the lion-killing dentist Walter Palmer with a bow and arrow. And finally, the Chicago Cubs will lose Game 7 of the World Series when a lightning bolt strikes Ben Zobrist 10 feet from home as he attempts to score the tying run. Aw, wait till next year. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.